The word of God for our worship this morning comes from the great resurrection chapter, 1 Corinthians 15, reading verses 16 through 20. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. What does Easter mean to you? This is what a bank CEO in Iowa had to say about it. For the Christian faith, Easter marks the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, beginning on Good Friday. His death on the cross symbolizes the world existing in a state of darkness, where persecution and hatred create a turmoil among people. On Easter Sunday, we consider the lessons that come from the readings of Jesus rising from the dead. The dawn of a new day show that there is always hope. So, to me, Easter represents hope for humanity and faith in the greater good of mankind. Now, this may sound good, but he twists Easter to focus on the inner goodness of man. Others may look upon Easter and think of Easter egg hunting and the Easter bunny. Or perhaps it's the day that marks a change from the deadness of winter to the spring and new life to be found in the animal dens and the treetops. But what does Easter mean to you? We are fortunate to go to a school that puts a focus solely on God's Word. And God's Word has taught us that the meaning of Easter is in Christ's resurrection from the dead. And because He rose from the dead, all who have faith in Him will also rise from the dead into glory. But that is not always the common belief. There's an old adage, where God builds a church, the devil builds a chapel right next to it. Even on one of the most joyous days in the church year, Satan is trying to destroy the work of Easter Sunday. He uses the world to distract, detract, and despise Jesus' resurrection. And who is that world that Satan uses? 1 Corinthians 1 verse 23 says, "But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles." The world is everyone who takes offense at the work of Good Friday and what Jesus did on the cross. And unfortunately, we are surrounded by that world. People who mock and jeer and claim that there is no such thing as a resurrection from the dead. So what if this were true? What if there was no resurrection? Paul says your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. Then those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. Everything that we believe in will come tumbling down. Our faith will be nothing more than what the CEO said about it, a hope for moral change in the world. It would mean nothing. And all those sins that Jesus suffered on the cross for would remain on our shoulders. We would still have to pay that price. And as Paul says, we would be the most pitied people because we would be putting our faith and hope in someone who is dead. We would still face the judgment of God, and we would receive our due reward of eternity in hell. Now, it would be foolish to think that the belief in the resurrection will ever go away, that people would simply stop believing in it. But this is exactly what Paul is dealing with this section in Corinthians. There were people proclaiming that Christ had not risen, even in Paul's day. So what is stopping Satan from propagating this belief in our day? We live in a culture where proof is everything. If you didn't see something happen, it must not have happened. So how do you know the resurrection actually happened? Have you seen anyone rise from the dead? Or doesn't the Bible speak figuratively? How do you know that was a literal resurrection of Jesus and not just a picture of some sort? This is what Satan does. He places a seed of doubt in your mind that he tries to fester and grow until that doubt turns into rejection. But Paul has an answer for this. Rely on the testimony of God himself. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Jesus' resurrection is a true and literal fact. Not only does God testify to it himself, but over 500 eyewitnesses also testify to it. There is no doubt, nor can there be, that Christ was raised from the dead and nevermore shall die. This is what it means that he is the first fruits. Everyone who had been raised from the dead before this, by a prophet, by an apostle, or even by Jesus himself, eventually died again. Jesus did not. Jesus' death ended the reign of death so that when you and I die, and all who have faith in him, we too shall be raised from the dead, never to die again. The empty tomb on Easter morning serves as a testimony throughout history that death has been destroyed. Life has won. There's a little boy named Philip who was born with Down syndrome. While attending a third grade Sunday school class, many of the children did not readily accept Philip because he was different. Now, slowly but surely, with the help of the teacher, the other students began to care and include Philip as part of the group, though not fully. The Sunday after Easter, the teacher brought in these containers that looked like large eggs. Each child was to go outside and find a new symbol of life and put it in the container. When they were finished, they would each share what they had found by opening the containers one by one. After running around the church property in wild confusion, the students returned and placed their containers on the table. One by one, the teacher opened the containers to reveal a flower, a butterfly, or a leaf, and the children would ooh and ah. Then one was open, revealing nothing inside. The children exclaimed, "That's not fair. Someone didn't do their assignment." Philip spoke up. "That's mine." "Philip, you don't ever do things right," the students retorted. "There's nothing there." "I did so do it," Philip insisted. "It's empty." The tomb was empty. Friends of Christ, the tomb is empty. This glorious truth fills our hearts and our lives with joy, and it confirms our faith. As the weather warms and we see spring breaking forth in all its splendor, we see dead grass turn green, bare trees get filled with an abundance of leaves, baby animals poking their heads out of the dens to gaze upon the beauty of the earth for the first time. All of this is a shadow of the true meaning of Easter for you and me. Paul writes, "So is it with the resurrection of the dead. What is sown is perishable, what is raised is imperishable. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body." More than a change from brown grass to green, you will shed this imperfect, mortal body and receive a glorified and eternal body. Death is nothing because you have life. This is the meaning of Easter. And thanks be to God, who has already given us this victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We'll close this morning by singing hymn 728, verses 2 and 3.